Blog Talk Radio.
book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Brach the Yahweh, Brach the Yahweh Shai, 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 Yahweh Bashim Yahweh Shai, Bashim Rakal Kadash, Brach Adam, to the sincere Akim out there that's preaching this word of sincerity and the truth, and double honors to the elder apostles, the great millstone taught us this truth. And in today's lesson, I'm going to be giving a movie review on the movie Brightburn, because that movie was very spiritual. If your spiritual eyes are open, that movie was all about the elect receiving spiritual power and taking over the world. Because when the Heavenly Father gives his elect men spiritual power, it's not a game. It's not nothing to be played with. The Heavenly Father is going to turn his elect men into dangerous weapons of mass destruction. Your physical body will be a weapon on the earth. Now let's get a scripture to prove that. This is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 15. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shalt make the hills as chaff. So the Heavenly Father said what? Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. A threshing instrument will be considered a knife, a dagger, something that you thresh, a sword. But he's also said a new sharp threshing instrument, meaning a newly created weapon, meaning it just left the smith. The weapon is to its perfection. It's sharp. It's at its sharpest point. It hasn't been used yet. It says a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Now you take that same threshing instrument that's new and you add teeth to it, sharp teeth. Meaning what? You have a weapon of mass destruction. And that's what the Heavenly Father is going to turn his elect men into. Weapons of mass destruction. And that's what that whole movie Brightburn was about. Because that boy name was Brandon Breyer in the movie. And Brandon Breyer had the powers to the equivalent of Superman. He would be considered the evil version of Superman. Because the movie was based upon what if Superman were to come to Earth and be evil. And you can also equate this movie to Dragon Ball Z, the character Goku, because the character Goku was from the Saiyan race, and the Saiyan race would be in representation of the Israelites, and they were a warrior race of people which would go throughout the universe conquering planets. At any time they would have to conquer a planet that was weaker, they would send their weaker warriors to the planet, which were their infants. So this movie has the same background origin as Superman and Dragon Ball Z, which both those characters can be compared to the amount of power that we're going to have on this earth. The Heavenly Father is going to turn his elect men into weapons on this earth. To what? To bring forth righteousness to a world based upon wickedness. This is back in Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High, the saints are the Israelites, starting with his elect, the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom even forever and ever. And there was a scene in the movie where the boy Brandon Breyer received his powers, and he was hearing a language being spoken to him in his own language that he couldn't comprehend. But over the course of the movie, he figured out what that language was telling him. And the language was telling him, take the world, take the world, take the world. He was sent to the planet Earth to what? Take the world. Take over the rulership of the planet Earth. Now, where can you find that in the scriptures? We just read it in Daniel 7 and 18. But who's ultimately coming to take the world? This is Revelation chapter 6, verse 2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Which is talking about what? Yahweh Shai coming back with an innumerable amount of angels to do what? To conquer and to conquer. Which is what? Take the world. Like we read back in Daniel chapter 7, verse 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom even forever and ever. So this character in the movie called Brandon Breyer is in representation of the elect, of Yahweh Shai and his elect. Because we're going to have God-like powers on the earth. the Heavenly Father's going to turn us into God-like weapons on the earth to what? Bring forth righteousness to a world based upon wickedness. And this is a big threat to the Edomites, to Esau and this nation and all these heathen nations. This is their biggest threat, that the Heavenly Father is going to turn his chosen people, you so-called blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans, starting with his elect, into gods on the earth to rule this planet earth and universe in righteousness. So this movie was very spiritual to those whose eyes are open. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. So we're going to be weapons, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because Esau is going to come at us with everything he has, the elect, the 144,000, the men that receive that spiritual power. He's going to come at them with everything he has. And the Heavenly Father wants him to come at these elect men with everything he has. Because what? Pursuing Exodus 15 and 3, it says the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So the Heavenly Father loves to see a good fight. So he's going to harden Esau's heart to fight against Yahushua and the elect. But it says Isaiah 54 and 17, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So this is the heritage that the Heavenly Father is going to give to his elect men on the earth, turning them into weapons of mass destruction, gods of the earth. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord, Yahweh Bashemawashai, shall lift up a standard against him. And that standard is what? Spiritual power. Because spiritual power is basically manipulation of the elements. You having the mind, power, and will to change the elements at will by your thought process. And that's what? The highest level of faith. Which faith is a gift from Yahweh Bashemawashai. So he's going to increase his elect men's faith on such a high level, so whatever your thought process is, it will be done and manifest on the earth. Elements will change at your very will. We're going to have spiritual power, the power to manipulate the elements, because the Heavenly Father created the elements, and he can give us power over the elements. Pretty much, it's like playing a video game and you having a cheat code. The video game has a certain algorithm that it runs by, but you put the cheat codes in and you could go past them algorithms. And that's what the Heavenly Father is going to give us, elect men, the cheat codes to the elements. You're going to be able to fly. You're going to be able to walk on water. You're going to be able to breathe underwater. You're going to be able to have innumerable amount of strength, run, the speed of sound, the speed of light. We're going to be gods on the earth. And there's nothing that Esau can do to stop this power from coming to the elect men on this earth. And that's why you make movies like Brightburn to demonize the power. To say, look, if this power does come, it's evil. If this power does come, it's evil. It's from Satan. Well, guess what? They said the same thing to Yahushua 2,000 years ago. They said he received his power from Beelzebub. And the scriptures say it's a servant greater than his master. So if they demonized Yahushua 2,000 years ago, they're going to demonize his servants. When that power comes, they're going to make it seem like we're possessed by demonic possession. But no, we're possessed by the spirit of Yahweh Bashem Yahushua, the spirit of righteousness. And in the world based upon wickedness, righteousness will be looked on as evil. So this character in the movie will be considered righteous. He was doing the will of the Heavenly Father, meaning what? He was a death angel. And that's what the Heavenly Father is going to do. He's going to turn his elect men into death angels on the earth to get rid of wickedness. Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from the hills and out of every holes of the rock. Now it says, behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, which that's what we're doing right now. Fishing for the elect, casting out a net into the sea, meaning to the people, and we're casting out the words of the Lord to ultimately catch the elect. But ultimately, the scriptures say many are called, but few are chosen. But our job as men of the Lord, being called into this truth to preach the word, is to what? Cast that net out. This is Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Yahushua, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And straightway they left their nets and followed him. So they straightway left their nets and followed Yahweh Shai. And that was symbolic that they were fishing. They were fishermen. The Lord said, what? Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Meaning what? Casting out that net to what? Fish for the elect. And that's what we're doing when we go out to the highways and the byways, preaching the words of Yahweh Shai. When we make these videos, these video epistles, we're fishing for the elect. So it says back in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. So we're in a time where the Heavenly Father's fishing. But there's going to come a time where all the fish that need to be caught are caught. And then what it says, and after will I send for many hunters. Now what does a hunter do? A hunter goes out and he hunts his prey. He kills. So he says, and after will I send for many hunters. So we're in a time now where the Heavenly Father is going to what? Send for hunters to judge you people, to bring forth your judgment on the earth. And they shall hunt them from every mountain. The mountains represent the higher governments. And from every hill, the hills represent the lower governments. And out of the holes of the rocks, the holes of the rocks represent the churches where they teach false doctrines at. You know, for my eyes are upon all their ways, and they are not hid from my face. The Heavenly Father sees all your wickedness. He sees that you're breaking his commandments. He sees that you're worshiping other gods. It says, neither is their iniquity hid from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquities and their sins, double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with all the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. So you people have given your minds over to what? Wickedness, Satan. The so-called white men, the red Hebrew Edomites, influences on the planet Earth. So he must be taken out. So the Heavenly Father is going to send for what? Hunters. And it's not nothing to play with. Being a hunter is not nothing to play with. It's deadly serious. Deadly serious. Just like you got a gun. You got a gun. That's a deadly weapon. You don't just give a gun to a five-year-old and tell him to go out and play. That five-year-old can end up dead. He can end up shooting somebody else and they end up dead. That's a weapon that you handle with care. You don't just handle a gun any type of way. You hold the gun the wrong way, you can blow your own self away. And that's a dangerous weapon. How much more when the Heavenly Father turns his elect men into deadly weapons? That's nothing to play with. That's something very serious. That's when the fear of the Lord will be on this earth. People will fear because the Heavenly Father will be what? Judging the earth for their wickedness. It's not going to be a game in that day. That's why the grace period is now to repent and get right. When the time comes, you want to be on the good side of the Most High. When he brings forth the judgment. Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 4. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst of them. Meaning the men that are tired of seeing this world ruled in wickedness. Tired of the so-called white man pushing his evil philosophies on the earth. We want to see righteousness established on the earth. So it said, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem. Now we know Jerusalem is a people before it's a place. So we should go to the people and set a mark upon their foreheads, meaning preach this word unto them. Let them know that you are the Israelites. Your power is Yahweh Bashimah Shai. You are to repent and turn from your wickedness and keep his commandments to the best of your ability. No? And the men that do that to the best of their ability, seek after Yahweh Bashimah Shai 10 times more. It says, set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. Now, when you look that word up in the Hebrew, the word for mark is dawah. And that means mark, a sign of exemption from judgment. Meaning that mark that the Heavenly Father puts on you, meaning you're exempt from the judgment coming. That death angel is going to pass over you. Just like back in ancient Egypt, when the Heavenly Father commanded the Israelites to put the lamb's blood on the doorpost. So when the death angels came through the city, he passed over the children of Israel. So that could be a representation of this mark. The Heavenly Father putting that mark on you so the death angel passes over you. Because when the judgment comes, it's going to be very terrible. Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 4, and the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others he said in my hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. So the Heavenly Father is going to send what the death angels out to smite and to not have pity. It says, let not your eyes spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids, little children, and women. So the Heavenly Father is not a respecter in person, because he doesn't look at you as man sees you. He looks at your spirit. So he's going to slay utterly old men and young men. He's going to slay maids. He's going to slay little children, and he's going to slay women. People are going to be dropping dead out here, you know? It's going to be a deadly time. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin in my sanctuary. It says, come not near any man upon whom is the mark, meaning the elect, the one-third that have been exempt from judgment, the men and the women and children that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. It says, and begin in my sanctuary. So the Heavenly Father is going to begin at his own sanctuary. The judgment shall begin at the house of Israel, the men that forsook his name, that were once in this truth but left this truth to go right back into the world of wickedness. It says, begin in my sanctuary. Then they begin at the ancient men which were before the house. So the Heavenly Father is going to give us elect men God-like power on this earth. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. So we're going to be able to fly. Just like the character Brightburn, he was able to fly. He was flying so fast, he was busting through his mother's house and tearing it to pieces. He was busting through bodies and turning them to mush. That's the power that the elect men are going to have on the earth. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So the Heavenly Father is going to turn his elect men into weapons on the earth. Revelations 11 and 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. The two witnesses represents the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom of the house of Israel coming back, of the Israelites coming back together. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, clove and sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the power of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, like we read in Isaiah 59 and 19, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, and it says, Revelation 11 and 5, and if any man will hurt them, they come to physically cause harm to our flesh. Because that's what Esau wants to do. He wants to physically harm the elect. And if any man will hurt them, so you want to hurt the elect? It says, what? Fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. So you're going to be able to shoot fire out your mouth. You're going to have control over the elements. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. So you're going to be what? Devoured by fire. It says, these have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over water to turn them to blood. Wait a minute, did not Moses have the power to turn water to blood through the spirit of his father Yahweh? It says, and have power over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues often as they will. So the Heavenly Father is going to give us elect men the power to smite the earth with plagues as often as you will. At your very will, you can manipulate and control the elements at your will to what? Destroy wickedness. So pretty much, this was just a quick video I wanted to get into. I didn't get into too many details on the movie. I suggest all brothers go and see it. You know, it's a very, very spiritual movie. If your spiritual eyes are open, you can see that that character, which his name was Brandon Breyer, was a representation of the elect and the power that we're going to have on the earth and how we're going to have the ability to hunt down all our enemies. You know, it's a very spiritual movie if your eyes are open. You know, pretty much, we are going to be the next rulers of the planet Earth. And we're going to rule this earth in righteousness, and we're going to be gods on the earth once again. Daniel chapter 7 and 18. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So we're going to take the rulership of this planet earth with brutal force, and we're going to rule this kingdom forever, even forever and ever. So with that, I want to give all praise and glory to Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shai, Bashem, Akal Kadash, Shalom.
Shalom Akim, first and foremost, want to give all praises to Yahweh, Bahashem, Yahweh Shai, Bahashem, Harach HaKadosh, the honors of the elders and apostles at Great Millstone. Shalom to sincere brethren out there pushing this word. I just want to do a quick lesson. The title of it is going to be The Most High Will Give His Men Spiritual Power. Okay? That power is coming, man. Okay? And it's right around the corner. All right? Once the Most High lets loose, you know, or rather once Esau starts getting busy, the Most High is going to make his move, man. Okay? And the spiritual power is not just a figment of our imagination, man. Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai is going to give that to his men. Okay? He's going to give that power to his servants, man. All right? This is Isaiah 59 and 19. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, from the west. Okay? And this is the furthest west that you can go on the earth. Okay? The old world consisted of the eastern hemisphere, Asia, Europe, so-called Middle East. All right? India, you know, Southeast Asia, Australia, whatnot, and then the land of Ham. Okay, this side of the world wasn't really known to many people. Okay, so that's talking about this side of the world. Okay, the so-called Americas. All right. It says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord Yahweh Shem Yahweh Shai from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. So Yahweh Shem Yahweh Shai is going to be exalted throughout the four corners of the earth. Okay. It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, okay, who's the enemy? The enemy's the so-called white man, all right? These Gurkha troops, okay? These different mercenaries that's going to come in here, these different foreign troops that's going to come in here, okay? It says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, shall lift up a standard against him. And what's that standard? It's talking about the spiritual power, man, okay? So the Most High is going to give this power to his men, okay? He's going to endow them with spiritual power, okay? To where nothing will be able to hurt them, man. Okay? Isaiah 40 and 27. Yeah, and you gotta have faith that the Most High is gonna give you this power, man. Okay, you got a lot of these other camps, you know, they try to get on us for having faith that the Heavenly Father is going to give his men power. Well, what did he do in the ancient time, man? Okay, well, before I get this, the way we conquered the land of Canaan was through spiritual power, man. All right? The Most High didn't, we didn't just roll in there and start killing them Canaanites through our own power. The Most High gave us spiritual power, man. All right? This is Joshua 23 and 10. It says, one man of you shall chase a thousand. Okay, now how is that possible? Nobody, no regular person can do that. No regular man can do that, man. Okay, you have to have power from on high to be able to do that. And then actually have these people afraid of you, okay? Have 1,000 people afraid of you, running from you, and you putting them all to death, okay? And they have no power in their hand to stand before you, man, okay? It says, one man of you shall chase 1,000. For the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, your power, he it is that fights for you. Okay, so the Most High gave the men spiritual power back in that time. Okay, and that's going to happen again, man. Okay, the Most High is going to give us power again. All right, it says, he it is that fighteth for you as he hath promised you. Okay, and the Most High promised that he was going to give us spiritual power in these last days, man. Okay, and the scriptures tell you that the Most High is not a man that he should lie. So if he promised that he was going to give it to us, we're going to get it, man. Okay, all we got to do is have faith. All right, and it's coming. It's coming very soon, man. This is Isaiah 40 and 27. It says, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai. That's what Jake thinks, man. Okay. Jake actually believes that the Heavenly Father is not paying attention to what's going on down here, man. Okay, Jake might think, oh, it's too many people for the Most High to, you know, worry about what I'm doing individually. The Most High is beholding everything, man. Okay? Your way ain't hear from him. All right? It says, why sayest thou, Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shai, and my judgment is passed over from my power. Yeah, like the Most High is not going to judge you for the things that you're doing, man. Okay? It says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting power, Yahweh, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary of the Most High. He don't take no breaks, man. He don't go to sleep. Okay? then all of a sudden your judgment come up, and then he couldn't judge the matter because he was asleep. He was tired. You know, he had to take a break. Nah, that's not what goes down, man. Okay? It says, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Okay? And that also shows you that it's not a small thing for the Most High to increase the physical attributes of a person, man, to give you so-called superhuman powers, man. Okay? That's a small thing to Yahweh Hashem Yahushua. Okay, the scripture said there's no searching of his understanding. All right? And he has infinite wisdom, man. First of all, he's the one that made these bodies. Okay? So why wouldn't he be able to make these bodies to where they would be able to break or bend the laws that are down here, man, the laws of gravity, okay, the laws of strength and exertion on your muscles, okay? The Most High, he can make it to where those things don't mean anything to your body anymore, man. Okay? It says he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And he's going to do that, man. He's going to give us power, and he's going to increase our strength, man. Okay? He's going to make it to where one of us will be able to chase 1,000 people again, man. Okay? And put them to flight, put them to death. Okay? With the spiritual power, man. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Okay? But they that wait upon the Lord, Yahweh Hashem Yahushua, shall renew their strength. Okay? So these weak-ass bodies that we got, okay? You know, you get tired after running a little bit. You know, you might wake up and you feel like you ain't got no energy. The Most High is going to make that to cease from us, man. Okay? It says, but they that wait upon the Lord, Yahweh Hashem Yahushua, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, okay? And that's talking about what? We're going to be able to fly, man, okay? We're going to be flying out here, man, on top of the super strength that we have, okay? And the different other abilities that the Most High is going to give us, telekinesis, okay? Pyrokinesis, okay? We're going to be able to talk to each other telepathically and these regular people out here, man, okay? You're going to be able to put thoughts in their mind, man. All right? It says, but they that wait upon the Lord, Yahweh Hashem Yahushua, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Okay? So we're going to be able to run and not get tired, man. Okay? That's spiritual power, man. Okay? The lactic acid is going to build up in your muscles to where you're going to want to stop, man. You're going to be able to run forever. All right? It says, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And that's what we have coming to us, man. Okay? The Most High is going to give us power on a whole another level, all right? And it's right around the corner through the Spirit, man. This is Micah 4 and 10. It says, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail. For now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field. Thou shalt even go to Babylon, okay? Which the daughter of Zion is talking about the nation of Israel, all right? So say we're going to go out of the city, which the city is talking about the land of Israel, okay? And we're going to dwell in the field. The field is the world. And we're going to go to Babylon, okay? Which is talking about America, which that's where the majority of the Israelites are, man, okay? It says, there shalt thou be delivered. There the Lord, Yahweh Hashem Yahushua, shall redeem thee from the hand of thine enemies. Okay? Now also many nations are gathered against thee that say, let her be defiled and let her eye look upon Zion. That's what's going on here in this country, man. Okay? All these nations are looking at the state that Jake is in, and they're rejoicing, man. Okay? It says, now also many nations are gathered against thee. They say, let her be defiled. Yeah, so let Israel stay in the state that they in, man. Okay, you got Jake that's bums, you know, that's begging for change on the street, you know. You got Jake that ain't got no place to wash their ass. They got dreads growing, you know. Just complete degradation from the glory that we once had, man. Okay? And these nations are like, yeah, let them stay like this, man. Let's hope they stay like this. Okay, as long as we keep this system going to where they be able to commit sin, they gonna stay like this, man. We don't got nothing to worry about, all right? It says, but they know not the thoughts of the Lord, Yahweh Hashem Yahushua. Yeah, you don't know, these heathen don't know the mind of Yahweh Hashem Yahushua. It's not the will of the Heavenly Father for us to stay in this state, man. Okay, he didn't make us to be destitute, okay? And looked like Esau when he was in the cave, okay? He created us to be the rulers of the earth, man, to be kings and priests, okay? To be a praise and a joy unto him in the earth, man, okay? And to execute his will down here on the earth, all right? And that's what these other nations, they're not taking that into consideration, man, all right? It says, but they know not the thoughts of the Lord, Yahabashim Yahushai, neither understand they his counsel. For he shall gather them as the sheaves into the floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion. Now, if you look up that word thresh, it basically means to beat. Okay, because you would gather the wheat, then you would put it on the floor, and you would get the threshing instrument. You would beat the grain out of the wheat stalks, man. So that's what we're going to do to you other nations. How is that going to be possible, man? Okay, the scriptures say that it's only going to be a remnant that's going to be delivered. Okay, we're going to be outnumbered on the earth, man. Okay, the 144,000 to 1/3. You other nations, the remnant of these nations put together will probably outnumber us, man. Okay, so the Most High is going to give us spiritual power to go through all these nations and put you nations down, man, to beat you down. Okay, it says, arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make thine horn iron. Okay, and that horn represents power, man. Okay, and iron is a hard metal, all right? I will make thy horn iron, and I will make thy hooves brass, and thou shalt beat in pieces many people, okay? Which is talking about all these nations out here, man. We're going to beat them down. We're going to beat them into pieces with the spiritual power, all right? And I will consecrate their gain unto the Lord and their substance unto the Lord of the whole earth, okay? And that's exactly what's going to happen, man. All right, this is Micah 5 and 7. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as they do from the Lord. Okay, and you look up that dew, when you come to know what dew is, that's the water that's on the grass when you wake up in the morning. Okay, if you got a lawn or if you, you know, live out in the country, the dew covers the entire grass. Okay, there's not one spot where the dew isn't. Okay, so that's how the nation of Israel is going to be out here, man. Okay, the remnant of the nation of Israel said, and the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people as they do from the Lord. Okay, so we're going to be everywhere, man. All right. And as the showers upon the grass that tarries not for man, nor waiteth for the sons of men. Yeah, so we ain't going to wait for you nations to get ready, man, to pick up your arms, you know, to build your army up. You're just going to get decimated, man. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles in the midst of many people as a lion among the beasts of the forest. Okay, as a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who, if he go through, both treadeth down and teareth in pieces, and none can deliver. Okay, and nobody's going to deliver you nations from the hand of the nation of Israel, man. First of all, you ain't going to have no power to stand against us, man. The Most High is going to give us power from the spiritual world, man. We're going to have spiritual power, okay? And no physical thing is going to be able to come up against us, man. It says, thy hand shall be lifted up upon thy adversaries, and all thy enemies shall be cut off. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will cut off thy horses out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots. Okay? And all these things are going to be done using spiritual power, man. Okay? We ain't going to have to take no physical weapons against these nations, man. We're going to destroy them. You can just destroy them with your body, man. Okay? Use your body as a weapon. All right? It says, and I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down all thy strongholds. I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Thy graven images also will I cut off, and thy standing images out of the midst of thee, and thou shalt no more worship the work of thine hands. I will pluck up thy groves out of the midst of thee, so will I destroy thy cities. And I will execute vengeance and anger and fury upon the heathen, such as they have not heard. Yeah, because what you nations got coming to you, it's going to be on a whole different level, man. Okay, the scriptures tell you in Obadiah that it shall be as they have never been. Okay, so you ain't never experienced this thing that's coming to you. All right? You ain't never experienced this thing, that these things that are coming to you, man. Okay, being ruled over by spiritual power, man. All right? This is Isaiah 41. And 8, it says, but thou, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Okay, which that's a cut for you other nations, man. Okay, because you actually believe that the Most High has forsaken us forever, man. Like, you're just going to have the rulership forever, okay? The nation of Israel is not coming back into power. That's why I said in Micah, they know not the thoughts of the Heavenly Father, neither know they his counsel. Okay, you don't know why the Most High put us through what he put us through. Okay, you don't know why he allowed us to be under you. Okay, you thought that it was for you to rule perpetually, man. Okay, it says, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy power. I will strengthen thee. Okay, and the Most High is going to strengthen us. He's going to give us that strength. All right, when he gives us those that spiritual power. All right, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Okay, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, Yahweh Shem Yahshua, thy power, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And the Most High is going to be our help. Okay? The Most High is going to give us some of that power that he has, man. Okay? We're going to be able to tap into his spirit, all right, and get that strength that we have back, man. It says, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains, which the mountains represents these governments, man, and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them, and thou shalt rejoice in the Lord, Yahweh Shem Yahshua, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. All right? This will be the last scripture. This is the Wisdom of Solomon 5 and 15. It says, but the righteous live forevermore. Their reward also is with the Lord, Yahweh Shem Yahshua, and the care of them is with the Most High. Therefore shall they receive a glorious kingdom and a beautiful crown from the Lord's hand. For with his right hand shall he cover them, and with his arm shall he protect them. He shall take to him his jealousy for complete armor, and make the creature his weapon, and make the creature his weapon for the revenge of his enemies. Okay? So the Most High is going to turn the nation of Israel into his weapon, man. Okay, just like it says in Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. Alright? We are his battle axe and weapons of war, man, on the right hand side. Okay? So we're going to get that power. Okay? We're going to get the spiritual power, man. Esau, he has his technology, which that's what he uses to take these nations down. Okay? And that's spiritual power on the left hand side. But the Most High is going to give us spiritual power on the right hand side, man. Okay? Which is going to be out of this world, literally. Alright? It says, he shall put on righteousness as a breastplate and true judgment instead of an helmet. He shall take holiness as an invincible shield. His severe wrath shall he sharpen for a sword, and the world shall fight with him against the unwise. Okay, and that world is talking about the nation of Israel, the elect of the nation of Israel. Okay, and the unwise is talking about these other nations, man. Okay, and the Most High is going to make us a weapon to put these nations down, man. Okay, with that spiritual power. Okay? Yeah, man. So, you know, with that, I'm going to give all praise to Yahweh, Bahashim, Yahweh Shai, Bahashim, Yahweh Kakodash. Give honor to the elders and apostles at Great Millstone. Hey, Shalom to you brothers out there, man. Spiritual power is coming soon. All right? Shalom.
That's what spiritual power is. You manipulate the elements, all right? You have control over the elements. All he did was turn that water into wine, okay? The elements, he broke down the elements of the water, he broke that down into wine, the elements of wine that it takes to make wine, okay? Because everything is made up of elements. Even Esau knows that. You have something called the table of elements, all right? So spiritual power essentially is the manipulation of the elements.
The pineal gland is a tiny gland located in the middle of your brain, and its shape closely resembles a pine cone. This gland is the physical location of the third eye, and is believed to be our direct portal to the spiritual world.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Pyrokinesis is the ability to control and manipulate fire with the power of the mind. This psychic ability allows you to either move fire, ignite fire, or put out fire with your mind and psychic energy. Electrokinesis is the ability to control and manipulate electricity with your mind. This ability will allow you to generate your own energy ball or influence nearby electrical objects such as your television, computer, or lights. Telekinesis is the ability to move objects by only using your mind. Many people have claimed to possess this psychic ability or have at some point had some sort of successful results with telekinesis. Geokinesis, also known as earthbending, is the ability to control the earth element with the power of your mind. For this psychic ability, it is important to create a connection with the earth and nature. You may think that your DNA is unchangeable, but what if it was possible to alter your DNA and change your own appearance? Biokinesis is the ability to alter DNA on oneself or others by only using the mind.
And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest?
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Aerokinesis is the ability to manipulate the air with the power of the mind. With this ability, you will be able to control the air and wind around you, and control its movements. This is a psychokinetic ability, and some believe people affect the air and weather around them regularly, but without knowing it. So if you want to learn how to control the wind and create anything from a minor breeze to a strong gust of wind. Hydrokinesis, the ability to control water. Hydrokinesis allows you to manipulate liquid with the power of your mind. Thermokinesis is the ability to alter the temperature of a certain object or your surroundings. With this psychic ability, you are able to generate heat or cold and manipulate objects on their molecular level. Thermokinesis allows you to heat up a room or your body if you are freezing, or you can change the temperature of different objects such as water, metal, air, and so on.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Biokinesis is the ability to freeze a certain object with the power of your mind. Biokinesis is closely related to thermokinesis. It is the ability to alter an object's temperature, and the technique is therefore similar. So in order to freeze an object, you need to know how cold affects molecules, as you want to use that knowledge to manipulate the object. Molecules vibrate faster when they are heated up and slower when they are in a cool environment. If you are working with water, the water molecules will vibrate slower the cooler the water gets, and then get locked in a steady, organized structure when it turns to ice to make it solid. Aquakinesis, also known as chlorokinesis and plant manipulation, is the psychic ability to connect with and manipulate vegetation, such as plants and flowers. and control their growing process. Scientific studies have been made on plant connection and respond to different environments, and it has been proven that plants react to different sounds, touch, and emotions. Humans affect the living beings that surround us, even plants, and results show that plants will develop much slower in a negative and stressful environment than in a home filled with love and joy. So we are sending out energy on a consistent basis, and even though it is not visible to the physical eyes, it has a great impact on our surroundings.
You know, manipulating the elements, which that's what spiritual power is. You know, you manipulate the elements, all right? You have control over the elements. All he did was turn that water into wine, okay? The elements, he broke down the water, the elements of the water, he broke that down into wine, the elements of wine that it takes to make wine, okay? Because everything is made up of elements. Even Esau knows that. You have something called the table of elements, all right? So spiritual power essentially is the manipulation of the elements.
But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.